naše země nevzkvétá.
Hello. Let me take you on a tour of memorable places connected to our former president Václav Havel, an idol who led our homeland to freedom. Firstly, the Letná Plain, a vast area in the southwestern part of Prague, neighboring Stromovka Park. In November 1989, the biggest rally against the one-party government took place there. About 500,000 people attended the protest back then. Secondly, the National Theatre's Piazzetta. Both the original neo-Renaissance building of the National Theatre and the modern Czech Brutalist new stage are indeed spectacular. The Piazzetta, free public space between them, now called Václav Havel Square, is definitely worth visiting. There's a neon sign in the shape of President's typical signature with a little heart, and two large hearts made of interwoven metal bars and a big granite heart by a well-known Czech sculptor Kurt Gebauer. Tired after wandering around the National Theatre? Just a few steps from Národní třída metro stop in Ostrovní Street, you can visit Václav Havel Library. The place was founded by Havel's wife Dagmar and his grateful longtime supporters and friends. The library is a free and democratic space for holding events such as political debates, book launches, and journalism discussions. You can also browse through the exposition of the president's life there, since the whole library is dedicated to his legacy. Fourthly, the airport. It often makes me happy when landing at the Václav Havel International Airport in Ruzyně. Although Havel himself did not like flying by planes much, I must add that it was Václav Havel who made free and unrestrained traveling abroad possible for Czechs and Slovaks. And finally, Havel's Hrádeček, his beloved cottage in the Trutnov region. This is where Václav Havel secretly held and hosted many forbidden underground events during the harsh communist era. A million thanks up to heaven, legend.